Below are the generic risk disclosure statements for a single callable equity-linked investment with periodic call and at-expiry kick-in or knock-in, ELI. Applicable to an exchange-traded fund investing through the QFII regimes and/or China Connect, China ETF. Product description. You may receive on each cash distribution payment date a potential cash distribution amount. The potential cash distribution amount for an observation period is a fixed amount. Such potential cash distribution amount is payable regardless of the performance of the linked stock. This product contains a periodic autocall condition. The periodic autocall condition is satisfied if the closing price of the linked stock on a call date is at or above the callable strike price. If the periodic autocall condition is satisfied on a call date, the issuer will early terminate the product on that call date, and you will receive on the early maturity date the nominal amount of the product and the potential cash distribution amount for the relevant observation period. If the periodic autocall condition is not satisfied, you will receive the settlement amount on the maturity date. For this product, the settlement amount will depend on whether an at-expiry kick-in or knock-in event has occurred. An at-expiry kick-in or knock-in event occurs if the closing price of the linked stock on the fixing date is at or below the kick-in or knock-in price. If an at-expiry kick-in or knock-in event has not occurred on the fixing date, you will receive on the maturity date a cash amount. If an at-expiry kick-in or knock-in event has occurred on the fixing date, you will receive on the maturity date the physical delivery of the linked stock. In both cases, you will also receive on the maturity date any potential cash distribution amount for the final observation period. Investment risk. This is a complex product and is an unlisted structured investment product embedded with derivatives. It is not the same as nor should it be treated as a normal time deposit or its replacement, and it is not protected by the deposit protection scheme in Hong Kong. The product is not principal protected. There may be physical delivery of the relevant linked stock on the maturity date, the proceeds of which may be substantially less than your amount of investment. In the worst case scenario, you could lose all of your investment. The maximum potential gain of the product is capped. You may not receive any potential payout during the entire investment period. Investing in this product is not as same as investing in its linked stock. You are not entitled to any rights associated with the linked stock. The product is not listed on any stock exchange and is not protected by the Investor Compensation Fund. If you invest in the product that contain an early call feature, you may need to bear the reinvestment risk. Issuers may make adjustments to the product, such as change of strike price and callable strike price, as a result of the corporate actions of the linked stock. In some cases, if the issuer determines that the corresponding adjustment is unable to preserve the economic value of the product, the issuer will early terminate the product and pay you the fair value. Depending on the prevailing market conditions, this fair market value may be less than or substantially less than your initial investment amount. Credit and guarantor risk. This product is not secured on any asset or collateral of the issuer. You are exposed to the credit risk of the issuer or guarantor and are constrained by the law and regulations of the related countries or regions. The product constitutes general, unsecured, and unsubordinated contractual obligations of the issuer. If the issuer becomes insolvent or defaults on its obligations under this product, or the issuer is not protected by Hong Kong legal system as it is located outside Hong Kong, in the worst case scenario, the issuer may fail to pay interest on time. You could lose part of or all of your investment amount. In addition, if any resolution authority exercises the resolution power over the issuer, including but not limited to UK bail-in power, and adversely affect the product, you could lose all of your investment. Liquidity risk. This product is not listed on any exchanges and there is no active secondary market for the product, and thus it may have no liquidity. If you would like to terminate this product early, you may receive an amount that is substantially less than your initial investment amount, or even cannot be sold successfully. Conflict of interest. The issuer and its affiliates play different roles of this product. Potential or actual conflicts of interest may arise. Market risk. There are many factors that affect the market value of this product. These include, but are not limited to, changes of market interest rates, the financial condition of the issuer, the perceived credit quality of the issuer, the price performance and price volatility of the linked stock. Further, change in the market price of the linked stock may not lead to any corresponding change or even deviate from the market value of this product. Other risk. If the product is linked with foreign shares, it involves additional risks such as political, tax, economic, foreign exchange, liquidity, and regulatory risk. Investors should be noted foreign securities market's trading rules, which may differ from local securities market. Currency risk. If the investment is denominated in a foreign currency or invest in assets denominated in a currency other than the base currency, you may be exposed to the risk of loss due to exchange rate fluctuations. You may face an exchange rate risk or exchange controls or any other restrictions, which the return or amount you receive after redemption may be reduced. The fluctuation in the exchange rate of foreign currency may result in losses in the event that you convert the foreign currency into Hong Kong dollars or other foreign currencies. Risk factors specific to issuers of the linked stock adopting the multiple counters model. Where the issuer of the linked stock adopts the multiple counters model for trading its shares or units on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, in Hong Kong dollars, and one or more foreign currencies, such as renminbi and or US dollars, each a foreign currency separately. You need to consider the following additional risks in light of the novelty and relatively untested mode of the exchange's multiple counters model. First, the product may be linked to the Hong Kong dollar traded shares or units, or foreign currency traded shares or units of a company or fund. If the linked stock are shares or units traded in one currency counter, movements in the trading prices of the shares or units traded in another counter should not directly affect the performance or market value of the product. Second, if there is a suspension of inter-counter transfer of such shares or units between different currency counters for any reason, such shares or units will only be able to be traded in the relevant currency counter on the exchange, which may affect the demand and supply of the linked stock and have adverse effect on the performance or market value of the product. And third, the trading price on the exchange of shares or units traded in one currency counter may deviate significantly from the trading price on the exchange of shares or units traded in another currency counter due to different factors, such as market liquidity, foreign exchange conversion risk, supply and demand in each counter, and exchange rate fluctuations. Changes in the trading price of the linked stock may adversely affect the performance or market value of the product, in which case you may suffer a loss in your investment. Risks related to QF regimes and or China Connect, China ETF. The novelty and untested nature of China Connect makes a China ETF investing through it riskier than traditional ETFs. The policy and rules for the QF regimes and China Connect prescribed by the PRC central government are subject to change, and there may be uncertainty to its implementation. Such uncertainty and potential change of the laws and regulations for the QF regimes and China Connect may adversely impact on the performance of a China ETF, and may also have potential retrospective effect. These changes may in turn adversely affect the performance or market value of the product. A China ETF primarily invests in securities traded in the mainland China's securities market and is subject to concentration risk. Investment in the mainland China's securities market, which are inherently stock markets with restricted access, involves certain risks and special considerations as compared with investment in more developed economies or markets, such as greater political, tax, economic, foreign exchange, liquidity, and regulatory risks. The operation of China ETFs may also be affected by interventions by the applicable government bodies and regulators in the financial markets. There are risks and uncertainties associated with the current mainland Chinese tax laws applicable to China ETFs investing in the mainland China through the QF regimes and or China Connect. Although China ETFs may have made a tax provision in respect of potential tax liability, such tax provision may be excessive or inadequate. Any shortfall between such tax provision and the actual tax liabilities may be covered by the assets of the China ETFs and may therefore adversely affect the performance of the China ETF and the potential payout of the product. Trading of securities invested by a China ETF under the China Connect will be subject to a daily quota, which is utilized on a first-come, first-served basis under the China Connect. In the event that the daily quota under the China Connect is reached, the manager may need to suspend creation of further units of such China ETF, and therefore may affect liquidity in unit trading of such China ETF. In such event, the trading price of a unit of such China ETF is likely to be at a significant premium to its net asset value and may be highly volatile. The People's Bank of China and the State Administration of Foreign Exchange have published the detailed implementation rules removing the investment quota allocated to such China ETF under the QFII regimes with effect from 6th of June 2020. Although the units of a China ETF are listed on the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong Limited, there is no guarantee that an active trading market for such units can be developed, or if an active market does develop, liquidity of that market can be sustained. Also, the price and trading volume of the units of China ETFs may be highly volatile subject to the market sentiment, and may be more volatile than would generally be expected for ETFs with a longer trading history. The above-mentioned risks may adversely affect the performance of the China ETF, and may in turn adversely affect the performance or market value of the product. In turn, you may suffer a loss in your investment. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should refer to relevant offering documents, such as prospectus, to understand more information before making any investment decision.